Well, welcome, St. Paul, for the Sunday snippet of September 14th. I pray that this past week has held many blessings for you and that you continue to feel God's presence actively in your lives. I invite you now to make yourselves comfortable, take a few deep breaths as we prepare for a time of reflecting on God's work this week. We gather together today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, you choose the broken and the unworthy to bear witness to your love. As you showed Paul mercy and overflowed his life with grace, we ask that you pour out grace upon us today. We ask that you shift us from our sinful ways to shape us for your service and to live as Christ lived. Send us out into the world not as perfect examples, but as redeemed sinners to proclaim your message of Christ through forgiveness and love. We ask all of this through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And our scripture reading today comes from 1 Timothy, the first chapter, beginning with the 12th verse. I am grateful to Jesus, our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he considered me faithful and appointed me to his service, even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence. But I received mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of the Lord overflowed for me, and with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But for that very reason, I received mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display the utmost patience as an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. So as we look at Paul's ministry, we see that he wrote many letters to the churches and to various leaders explaining different parts of theology, addressing practical concerns of Christian churches and communities. He recorded his own learnings and faith, advised church leaders in various settings, and offered guidance for others who were looking to live a Christly life. And in the reading for today, Paul writes about how despite his own shortcomings, God's mercy was shown to him and allowed him to become a witness to the grace of God. Paul had been born a Pharisee and opposed Christianity early in his life. He actively arrested and imprisoned Christians. And on a trip to Damascus to do this very practice, Paul found himself blinded by a bright light from heaven and hearing the voice of Jesus. And then when he arrived in Damascus, Paul was baptized and healed, which marked the starting point of his conversion and journey as a Christian. As Paul continued to grow in his Christian faith, he began traveling around the Roman Empire to spread the news of the gospel and proclaim Jesus to the Gentiles. Through this, he empowered others to experience God and encouraged many to step forward to also be leaders alongside him. And one of those people that he inspired and guided to be a leader was Timothy, who's receiving the letter that we read today. And in this letter, Paul offers thanksgiving for God choosing him to carry out faithful work, even with his sinful past. Paul knew exactly what his life had been, how it had been shaped, and knew his own sins. But he wrote about his experiences without attempting to hide himself or cover up who he was. He wrote, "I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence." Paul had spoken up against the church and had been one who gathered those who worshiped within the church together for persecution. But Paul proclaims, even though he had those missteps, he felt the forgiveness and the mercy of God. Paul writes that he himself is the foremost of sinners, but but that he has received mercy, that the grace of the Lord had overflowed for him, and he experienced the faith and love that we all experience in Jesus. Paul exclaims that Jesus came into the world to save sinners, reiterating that Jesus came into the world for Paul and that Jesus comes into the world for us. We're all able to relate to Paul on some sort of level, knowing that we each sin and struggle to keep the faithful life that God calls us towards. And we do whatever we can to hide our mistakes from those around us. We don't like to admit our sins, and we cower away from our failures. And Paul lived a life just like this, where he had made mistakes. He had a past that he knew he couldn't change. But he did not hide those mistakes. Instead, he learned from his past and grew into a Christly presence in the world. Paul is not giving Timothy this letter as a way of bragging and saying, "Look at how far I have come," but it's instead to highlight Paul's understanding of what Christ has done for him. Paul is hoping to guide Timothy in bringing himself and those who Timothy leads into a life that is able to recognize all that Christ does for us, even as we sin. And despite being a sinner, Paul wrote that the grace of the Lord overflowed for him. And when I picture something overflowing, I think about when I go to water my flowers and I end up putting too much water in that it either spills out over the top or drips out of the bottom. Or I think back to the first Sunday here where the congregation welcomed me with a social hour, and I picture the table that was overflowed with fruits and baked goods and snacks for us all to gather around together and eat. And all of these images of overflowing comes with a picture of overabundance. It brings with it this understanding that much more than what is needed is provided. And Paul writes that he overflowed with the Lord's grace, that God gave him grace upon grace upon grace, despite the sinful person that Paul had been, that his past becomes this backdrop for God's patience, and his ministry becomes the image of God's grace. And in the same way that we sin like Paul, we too receive an overflowing of God's grace. Our own sins do not disqualify us from God's love. Instead, they qualify us as the very ones that Jesus came to redeem. Jesus came and took on the cost of all the sinners so that we may be forgiven and receive God's grace through those actions. Jesus took on the ultimate title of worst of sinners and paid that price on the cross for us. And as we live out our ministry around the sacrifices and life of Jesus, God welcomes us to the table. Not where the high and mighty who feel worthy are gathered, but where those who confess their sins are brought together to receive God's mercy. Paul shows us in his letter how God chooses him as unworthy to be a witness. We also read this week of God calling Moses, who was a murderer, to deliver Israel, and of David, who had been unfaithful and who had plotted a death, to model for us a repentant heart. God again and again chooses the unworthy to be witnesses. Our faith was not built on perfection, and the church does not grow today because of some perfect holiness. Our church welcomes in sinners, coming to Christ for forgiveness and being overflowed with that grace of God. And through our sinful natures, God is still choosing us so that we can confidently stand and proclaim we are not perfect, but are still chosen and loved. And God is not looking for us to be perfect. God uses our failures and weaknesses to call us into faith and to shape us in our ministry. We have these examples like Paul and Moses and David of sinners who were still called and used and loved by God. The witness that we have in Scripture today is not about a God who needs perfect people, but about our God who perfects broken people through grace. Paul is assuring Timothy and reassuring us that if God can use him as a sinful being, then God can and does use us too. Amen. I invite you now to join me in a prayer. Let us pray for the church, creation, and the whole people of God. Almighty God, we thank you for continually choosing us. We ask that you continue to make your presence known in our lives and the lives of those around us. We ask you to shape us through our sins so that we don't feel like hiding or covering up our mistakes, but so that we can be living examples of your grace and forgiveness in the world. We invite your Spirit into the lives of those who feel unworthy, those who feel alone, and those who need your comforting embrace. Allow all of your creation to still feel loved and chosen despite imperfections. We pray for all of this in your holy name. Amen. And now may the grace of Christ overflow from you. May the love of God surround you, and may the Spirit send you to bear witness. Amen. Go in peace and live by the Spirit.